In Mishnayis and Megillah, we record that the Chachamim made a takana. I'm not sure exactly when it was instituted, that you have to read at the end of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to read a Haftorah from the Navi. We assume the Haftorah always has to be Minyan HaDiyoma. So sometimes the Minyan HaDiyoma is, let's say, Tlasta Poranusa, the 3 weeks, the three Shabbos in between Shabbos HaBetamas and Tisha B'Av. Then you have the Shev Nechemta, the seven Haftorahs of Nechama. After Tisha B'Av, doesn't necessarily have to have a connection with the Sedra, Minyan HaDiyoma. Or if you have Macha Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so you say Macha Chodesh, it's not connected with the Sedra. Or the minhag used to be in the days of the Bali HaTosis, when there was a Chasan and Shul, in the middle of Shivas Me'am Nishta, so they would read the Haftarah of Sois Osis that we have in the middle of the Shevna Nechemta, because the Pasuk says, Chasan Yechahin Pe'er, Lechakolo Kadeh Keleho. Or when Reb Shreya Goyen passed away, and his son Rav Hai Goyen took over the leadership of the yeshiva, so they read the Haftarah on that Shabbos from the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu died and Yoshua ben Nun is taking over, and everybody says they're going to follow Yoshua ben Nun like they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. So they said they're going to follow Rabbi Gwan like they like to follow Rabbi Shreva Gwan. And very often the Inyan HaDiyoyim is not what's happening in Me'ein HaMoira, but rather Inyan HaDiyoyim is the theme of the Parsha. So in Parshas Vayera, there's an obvious connection between the Parsha and there's a hidden connection. Every so often there's such two connections, an obvious connection, a hidden connection. But you have to look at the Midrashim to see, or the Mefarshim. The obvious connection is that the Sedra speaks about an old couple, Avraham Avinu, 100 years old, and his wife is 90 years old, and they have a baby, and in their old age. So the Haftarah is also like that. The Isha Shunamis is blessed with a baby at a very old age because she took care of Elisha HaNavi, she was Mechabedim, and he gave her a bracha and she had a baby. That's one connection. But it says, Kaim Esaimim HaSfardim, Kilo Kadisha, Frankfurt. Frankfurt has all the Minhoge Sfard. They daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and they daven Havara Ashkenazis. But whenever there are two Haftarahs, so they follow Minik Sfard. Whenever there's, often there's Machlex and Mechaben Ramah, so they'll follow the Psalkim of the Mechaben. They won't say Shachyonu and Tekir Shoifa on the second day Rosh Hashanah. They don't say Shachyonu, maybe they read the Megillah in the morning on Purim because it said Shachyonu last night. So question, why? So that's their problem. Well, why? They're in the middle of Germany, so why do they have the Menhagen from Sfard? So it says, outside of Frankfurt, Minig Svard, Minig is evil. Read the rest of the HaTorah also. So there's an additional theme, in addition to the superficial connection between the HaTorah and the Sedra, that an older couple was blessed with a baby. There's another connection. In last week's Sedra, in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu is already told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his wife Sarah is going to have a baby. And because you were laughing, Avraham Avinu was laughing from joy. He believed that Rabban Shalom was laughing from joy. Rabban Shalom tells him, you name your baby Yitzchak. And all of a sudden the Malachim come, and this week said, when they tell Sarah that she's going to have a baby. It wasn't no news to Avraham Avinu. He had heard it from the Rabban Shalom earlier. So Sarah was laughing from disbelief, it seems. And and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu didn't know that Sarah was in a different location. They weren't together. She was laughing from disbelief. So Avraham Avinu snitched. HaKadosh Baruch Hu snitches on Sarah Imenu. Isn't that Lashon Hara? We usually call that Lashon Hara. So they quote in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that yes, it is Lashon Hara. But the Gemara says in the last parak of Sochim that one who sees a Talmud is not acting properly is permitted to tell the Rebbe, the Lashon Hara, that the Rebbe should give Musa to the Talmud. Sometimes, years ago, the administration would notify the Rabbein which students are Neshi at Order 10 Minyan, and so on. So the Rebbe should, in the hope that the Rebbe will, we assume whenever this Torelis Lahabo, so it's Mutta to tell Lashon Hara, in the hope that the Rebbe would be able to influence the student, that he should show up at Minyan in the morning. So here also, that's what they quote in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Lashon Hara about Sarah to Avraham Avinu, because in a certain sense Avraham Avinu was her Rebbe, because he was mashpi on her, she should become a Baal Teshuva also. He became a Baal Teshuva. They were all over the Avodah Zarah. And he'll be able to straighten her out. He should give it to Chacha. So Avraham Avinu gave it to Chacha. And Vatachachis Sarah Lema Loitzachachti, she denies it. And Avraham Avinu says, Loik, it's Chacha. It's not true. But Hashem told me. And then it says, when the baby was born, so they named him Yitzchok, and the Lashon HaPasuk sounds for two reasons. Because Avraham Avinu was laughing from joy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going to have a baby boy, name him Yitzchok, and because Sarah laughed from disbelief, so it says, the name Yitzchok was because of the both laughing. The laughing from joy and the laughing from disbelief. So the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash raised the question, they were married for so many years, and they didn't have any children, and the story was they were both aggravated. So Avraham Avinu, here's the wonderful news, that his wife is going to have a baby. Why didn't he tell his wife? Why is it when the Malachim come, all of a sudden something new, and she's laughing from disbelief? She didn't hear from her husband that Hashem appeared to him. She didn't know who these three people are. Three bums from the street. Avraham Avinu invites him in, and one of them tells her she's going to have a baby. Why should she believe him? But Avraham Avinu should have told his wife that he had a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly that she's going to have a baby. So the Ramban says apparently a person has a nevuah. It's understood that it should be kept secret. Not supposed to tell anybody about it unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to tell. That's how the Gemara says in Yuma, the first parak, Adab B'Shem HaMoshe Lema, Lema LeYisrael, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have authorized Moshe Rabbeinu to tell over the dinim, it would have been self-understood. That it's supposed to be kept in confidence, not supposed to tell a dinim to anybody else. It's a chiddush. I've never had a nevuah, so I don't know, but not yet. But whenever a person has a nevuah, it's understood that it's supposed to be a secret, unless the Baruch Shalom tells you, go tell everybody about it. So in the Haftarah also, you see the same thing. The Navi, twice, you see it twice, in the beginning of the Haftarah that everybody says, and then the end, that's added on by the Ashkenazim, and you have it again. In the beginning of the Haftarah, the Medrash says that it was Ovadia HaNavi had borrowed money from everybody in order to support the Nevi'im that were hiding out from in the days of Achav HaRosh, Achav and Izevel. So they would kill all the Nevi'im. So they're hiding the 50 Nevi'im in two different caves. And he borrowed money and he died. Ovadia HaNavi died. And his almana came. She doesn't have any money to pay the Bali Chavis. What kind of a din is that? If somebody owes money and you don't pay, so they have a right to take your children. So Tosis, the Meshech Chachma quotes the Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Obviously, this is not Dine Yisod, this is Dine Bnei Noach. So in the days of Achav HaRosh, the courts were, like unfortunately today, the courts in Eretz Yisrael do not follow Dine HaTorah. They follow British law and Turkish law and Arab law, everything but Jewish law. It's scandalous. So then also in the days of Achav HaRosh, they didn't follow Halacha. There is no such thing as taking the person, even taking the person as an Eved. You sell a person as an Eved if he stole and he doesn't have money to pay the Karen. But if he borrowed money and he doesn't have money to pay, so they have the Chazal HaRosh. There's no such thing as debt as prison and no such thing as selling a person as an Eved because he owes money. You certainly don't sell his children. You certainly don't sell the children. So they were done with Dine Bnei Noach. So she asked Elisha, no, they got to pay back the Chayvis, otherwise the Baal Chayvis are going to take away my children as slaves, as servants. So Elisha Navi tells her she should borrow all the kelim from all the neighbors and lock the door and start pouring, and a miracle happened, she kept on pouring, and then she should sell all of the extra oil that she has, and that's going to be a fortune of money, and she'll be able to live on that. So why does he tell her to lock the doors? Why she should lock the doors? Because they're doing something, a miracle. So a miracle is supposed to be Bitzinah. Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. The two psukim in Mishlei. Kvod Elokim in Mishlei, I think. Kvod Elokim Hester Dover and Kvod Malachim Chakor Dover. So the Medrash says that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, then he was considered a melech. If you don't have any kingdom, so you're not called a melech. So we say, Adon Olam Hashem Melech Tov. La'is Nasa V'chef Tzakol. As I'm melech Shemonik. After Hashem created the whole world, then he's called a melech. So So after the whole world was created and you have Chukei HaTeva, then you say Kvod Malachim Chakor Dover. The proper thing is it's a Kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Melech. We should try to figure out all the rules of nature. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a Melech and the Sheshes made Bereshis, that's Kvod Elokim Hester Dov. You're not supposed to try to figure out about the Big Bang and about Malafonim. What happened? What was going on in the Sheshes made Bereshis before Adam HaRishon was created? At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not yet a Melech, so that's what the Medrash says. Kvod Elokim Hester Dov and Kvod Malachim Chakor Dover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech after he creates the whole world. So that's why there's an inyan of Chakor Dover to try to figure out what are the Dini HaTorah and what are the details of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Ninach and what are the details of Teva. That's Kvod Malachim Chakor Dover. That's a Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. But when Nisim occur, that's not part of Teva, so that you're not supposed to be... do it b'frahesia, so he wants to do it, he tells her she should do it b'tzina, b'sakarta sadelech, esadeles, ba'adech, b'yad banayach, and they should do the miracle. So that's the same theme appears in the end of the Haftarah also. That's the part that the Sfardim in Frankfurt don't say, that the Ishal Shunamis tells Elisha Novi that the baby had a sunstroke and he died, and I didn't ask for a baby, what you aggravate me to death. He thought that I should have a baby. Now the baby died, so I would have been happier if I would have had no baby. So he sends Elisha Novi, sends Gehazi with his mishenes, kaches mishanti. He should take his cane and he should put it, and when you're walking in the street, rush to the baby. Where is it? Kisimtza ish, kach mishanti biyodecha valech. Kisimtza ish lo sivarachen. If you bump into people on the way, don't greet them. If anybody greets you, don't talk to them. Don't say anything. And you'll make tchias hameisim. So the Medrash, Rashi and Novi quotes in the Medrash that he didn't listen to what Elisha told him. Gehazi was running in the street with the mishanes. He told everybody in the street, I'm going to make a tchias hameisim. My boss, Elisha and Novi, sent me. I should put the mishanes. He violated the instructions that he gave. So that's why the miracle didn't work, because the miracles are supposed to be done b'tzinim. So that's another connection between the Sedra and the Haftarah. The Sedras are assumed to be Miyana Diyoma, and Yonah Diyoma is if you have no Chosin, and you have no, it's not Mocha Chodesh, and it's not Sheb Denachemta, it's not the Tshuva season. So then in Yonah Diyoma is the theme of the Parshas HaShavua. So these are the two connections. The one connection is that an older couple is blessed miraculously with children. And the other connection is that just like in the Tzed, we see Avram Avinu didn't reveal the Nevuah that he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a child. Didn't tell his wife. Even though it was relevant to her, she's going to have a baby. He hadn't told her. And when she heard from the Shlosh HaNofim, Shlosh HaNoshim, she was shocked into disbelief. And in the Haftarah is the same thing, that they wanted to keep it secret. It's Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. You have to keep the miracle secret. The Zohar has a comment on this passage, why Elisha Novi said, Ma yesh loch baboy, so you have anything in the house? So she says, yeah, she has a little container of oil. She says, okay, go borrow kalim from all the neighbors and take a little container of oil and pour it. Why did he ask Maya Shloch Baba? He's going to make a miracle anyway. He said, why don't you just snap his fingers and the house will be full of $5 million and shine. Why do you have to go stand on your head? So the Zohar says, no, bracha is not chal apasora rekanya, on an empty table. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yesh Meyayin and Shesh Yismei Bereshis. And then it says, after the Shesh Yismei Bereshis, Vayom HaShvi Shabbas Vayin Ofash. So we, for our purposes, for observance of Shabbos, we say that just like Hashem did creative activity in 6 days, then on the seventh day he rested, so we do the same. We work 6 days, we do malacha 6 days, on the seventh day we rest, then the next 6 days we do work, the next seventh day we rest. That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam did. Ribbono Shel Olam did creative activity, yesh meyayin, for 6 days. Then from that time on, Shabbos vayin ofash, period. Not that he rested on Shabbos, then the next 6 days he did more creative activity. Ribbono Shel Olam only made yesh meyayin. He only made Nisim and Sheshes made Bereshis. After that, Shabbos Vayin Ofash, Mekam Yelech. He didn't do anything at all. So that's what the Zohar says over here. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a miracle later, he's going to make Elisha Novi, he's going to cause a nest to occur, He doesn't snap his fingers and $5 million appears. He says, Mayashloch Babais, there's a little bit of oil. So he makes a miracle, Yesh Meyesh, a little bit of oil, pour it into all the containers, it's going to keep on pouring and pouring. So that's why the Gemara has a very old minik. The Gemara records a minik. It's not a din, it's a minik that when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you should leave some bread on the table. Because in the Birchas HaMazon, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'enu Zunena Parnaseina V'chal Kaleina, he should give us food. So you have a Pasora Re'kanya. You finished eating, there's nothing there. So the bracha can't be chal if there's nothing there. If there's a little bread on the table, so that little bread can develop to become more bread. But if you got nothing, you have no bread on the table, so it's not. So then in Shulchan Aruch they say that there used to be an Avodah Zorah practice in the days of Tanakh. Orchem Lagod Shulchan. God was the name of an Avodah Zorah in the days of Tanakh. So the worshipping of that Avodah Zorah used to consist of putting complete loaves of bread on the table. Orchem Lagod Shulchan. So if we finished eating our meal, and then we want to bench and we want to fulfill this minig from the days of the Gemara. So we're going to take a challah shlema, put it on the table. So it looks a little bit, today nobody ever heard of this Avodah Zarah practice, but it looks a little bit as if you're practicing the Avodah Zarah of God, Horchem Lagod Shulchan. So it says you shouldn't take a shlema, you should take a prusa. That's not the way the Avodah Zarah used to worship God. That's what the Mefarshim on the Siddur say. That's the Pshat Moz Tzur. That we say, Umirosa Kankanim Nasa Nes Lashashanim. The Nes only occurred because there was Noisa Kankanim. There was a little bit of oil. There was enough oil to burn for one night, and a miracle occurred, and it burned for 8 nights. But if there wouldn't have been any Noisa Kankanim, there wouldn't be anything there, so there wouldn't be anything to begin with. And Rabbi Shalom is not going to make a Nes of Yesh Meyayin today. So that's the connection between the Sedra and the Haftarah. Sedra begins with Hashem appearing to Avram Avinu and not giving any nevuah. Usually when it says Hashem appeared to someone, and he told him so. Hashem appears to Avram Avinu, Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him so. Here Hashem appears and doesn't say anything. So what was the Gilui Shechina? What was it all about? So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Levakeh Sachayim. So I remember we once had a family simcha. There was a Sheva Brachas, and one of their relatives. So the Chos and Kala, so they had a lot of rabbis there. So by the night meal and the morning meal, there were many droshes. So the Chos and Kala were not paying attention to any of the droshes. They were talking to each other the whole time. A lot of times under the chuppah also, the Chos and Kala talking to each other, talking through all the brachas. The brachas are supposed to be the Bar Pei Hagafen is for them. They're not supposed to talk. They're not supposed to talk in between the Bar Pei Hagafen and drinking of the wine. So it was my turn to speak at Shalashudis. So I think it was the Parshas HaShavua was either Lech Lecho, and they just lain by Yera, by Mincha, was Parshas Vayera, I don't remember. So after Rav Soloveitchik passed away, the OU published a few volumes of collected drushes by Rav Soloveitchik. In the early years, he used to write out, when he spoke in English, he used to write out the old drusha word for word, because he did know English well when he first came to America. He spoke English like a foreigner. So they printed a lot of those drushes that he had written out word for word. So he had a drusha over here. So he said, Hashem appears to Avraham Avinu, and he doesn't give him any nevuah. He just appears that he shouldn't feel alone. Levaka sachela. Sometimes a lot of times you go to be Menachem Oval, and the Oval is not in the mood to carry on a conversation. So the Gemara says, you don't strike up a conversation unless the Oval starts first. He may not be in the mood to be Mekabel Tanchumen. So sometimes you go, unfortunately that happens. Sometimes you go, you sit there in the base oval for 25 minutes and nobody says a word. The Menachemim don't say, the oval doesn't say, he's not in the mood to talk. Shlomo Zalman is quoted as having said that if the oval was talking to the people before you came and then they left, so obviously he is in a mood to talk, so then you're allowed to strike up a conversation with him. It doesn't require that every single person who comes to visit the oval, you have to wait till the oval starts a conversation. If he sees he's in the mood to carry on a conversation. So sometimes a prominent person comes and the oval is overwhelmed and he doesn't know what he's supposed to say. So Shlomo Zalman said, you're allowed to talk. Soloveitchik didn't used to do like that. He would always wait, I think, my impression is, he would always wait for the oval to start a conversation. Sometimes the oval, out of years of COVID, didn't say anything. So he would just sit there for 25 minutes and he would leave. So I'm welcome and I'm asking him to leave. So he said, that's also an Indian. You come to visit a person, and you show that you, you're friendly with him. Even if you don't say a word, just the friendship accomplishes a lot. So it was my turn to give a drasha by Shalosh Shudas. So while the Chas and Kala were talking through my drasha, I was explaining that they don't have to show your love for each other by talking to each other all the time under the chuppah. Forever they're going to talk to each other. They're going to have babies. They won't be able to. The husband has to go work for a living. The wife has to go to an office to do something. They can't talk to each other all the time. They sit next to each other. So that's enough. Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu. He didn't say a word. Just he showed him friendship. So by two human beings also, you can show friendship and love by being together without saying what. But they didn't hear what I said because they were talking to Mike Russia also. Rashi quotes from the Medrash.
Do we say vice versa once also, that if you're just talking with someone over the phone, but he's not physically there? Does that work?
No, that's a partial kiyum of nichem avelim and pikachelim, yeah. Each other person. Yeah. Rav Moshe has tshuvas about that. But nichem avelim on the phone. Yeah. The full mitzvah, Bishlei Moses, to go visit. Yeah. It's an incomplete kiyum mitzvah. Rashi quotes from the Medrash, V'hu yoshe pesach ho'el kechom hayom, that Avraham Avinu was like a dayan and bikish lamod. He wanted to stand when the Shechina came. So Rav Moshe said, no, atos simul of anecho, whenever there'll be a din Torah, so the dayanim have to be yeshiva. The baladinim and the edim have to be bamida, and the yanim have to be yeshiva. And Nikab, how does it say in the Pasuk? V'yom d'shnei ha'anashem, asher lahem hariv, lifnei Hashem. So v'yom d'shnei ha'anashem, elo ha'edim, asher lahem hariv, elo ha'baladinim, lifnei Hashem, elo ha'dayanim. So yom do the baladinim have to stand, the yedim have to stand, but the bezin should be yeshiva. So Avraham Avinu was a symbol of banachem, whenever it'll be a din Torah, so the dayanim should be yeshiva. Where do you see, where was Avraham Avinu a dayan? What din Torah was going on over here? It's very unclear. Rashi quotes the Medrash, but it's a half of a story. Bikish Lamad, it says, Hu Yoshev is Choser. It says Yoshav. So Bikish Lamad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shev, vata symbol of banachem. So Rav Soloveitchik gave an interpretation in the Medrash, very interesting, that the Malachim are coming to punish Sodom because they're miserable people. What are the miserable people? When strangers come, they're not machnes orchem, they're miserable people. So the question is, what taina do you have against the people in the Sodom? They're probably going to say, in this part of the world, that's the only way you can survive. In the Middle East, it's a cutthroat society, and competition, and you have to wipe out your enemies. Maybe that's the only way to survive. So the Malachim come first, they stop by Avraham Avinu. He lives down the block from Sodom, not so far away. Avraham Avinu is a goody-goody, and he does hachnasas orchem, and he's very kind, and he's surviving, and he's rich, he's doing very well. So if Avraham Avinu can do it, everybody can do it. So in a certain sense, the Gemara has a lashon in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara says, Hillel was very poor. The Gemara says, when you wanted to come here this year, he worked all day, and then you had to pay tuition in order to get in to listen to the shiur. He couldn't afford to pay to get in to listen to the shiur. So he climbed up on top of the rooftop and he listened to the shiur on top, and then it snowed, and then he fell asleep and it snowed on top of him, and then the next day they saw there was a body up there. There was a on the window on top, and they realized that it was Hillel. So the Gemara says, Hillel mechayev aniyim. The fact that Hillel was so poor and nonetheless he was moisa nefesh to learn Torah, Hillel mechayev aniyim. And Rabbi Yudah Nasi was rich, and the other Tanaim were very wealthy, and they had a lot of real estate, and they observed the mitzvahs also. And people can think, well, if you're very rich, that's such a difficult nisoyan. You have to run a family business. How do you have time to do to learn? How do you have time to do mitzvahs? So the fact that there were wealthy people, Rabbi Yudah Nasi and other Tanaim, Lozman Azai, I forgot already who. The Gemara tells you which Tana was very wealthy. So they're Mechayev Ashir. So what do you mean they're Mechayev? The fact that there's one person who is able to live this life successfully, so that's Mechayev everybody. Everybody can do it. So in that sense, Avraham Avinu was sort of a Dayan. Avraham Avinu was Mechayev Zdom Bamar. He wasn't, there was no judgment. He wasn't a Dayan on the case. But in the language of the Gemara, we would say Avraham Avinu was Mechayev Zdom Amar. So the Malachim have to pass by in the same neighborhood as Zdom Amar, down the block, have to pass by Avraham Avinu. And they see he goes out of his way to be Machnes Orchim. And then go down the block, and the other people are not Machnes Orchim. So they can't give a teretz. in the Middle East, that's the only way he can survive. And Rav Avinu lives in the Middle East also, right down the block from them. And he does act in a very kind fashion. So in that sense, Avraham Avinu was like a dayan, like a shofet. He was mechayev, Sodom v'Amora. Then the pasuk says the three people came, and he leaves alone the Shechina, and he goes there. So the Gemara comments, Gadol hachnas v'sachem yosem hagbolos p'nei Shechina. He learned it out from Avraham Avinu, that the Shechina waits there, and he goes and he takes care of the guests. So the Velt Estakasha that we learned it out from Avraham Avinu, how did Avraham Avinu have the chutzpah to, how did he know that that's the right way to go? How did he know the Gadol hachnas v'sachem yosem hagbolos p'nei Shechina? So there's a famous, one of the Litvish Rabbonim, I forgot the name of the Sefer. I remember I saw it here in the Dombrava Shtibel on Benin Avenue. They have this Sefer. It's a Chassidish Shtibel, but they have this Sefer. It's a Litvish Talmud Chacham wrote. The Sefer is Rosh Hashanah Chumash. So he has this Rosh, and it's very famous by the Litvish Rebbe's that taught here in the Yeshiva. When I was a student, I heard it from them, more than one. Everybody said this over. How did Avraham Avinu know that he's supposed to be mapsik the kabbalas p'nei Hashchina to greet the Yochid? So they quote the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisera Tom, and he talks about nevuah, that when a person gets nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu had a nevuah, kedabarish ariyehu, like he talked to another human being, and all the other prophets would faint, they would be unconscious when they got a nevuah, they wouldn't get the bahakits, they would get a nevuah bachalom. They'll become unconscious. The Shechina comes, so Avraham Avinu conks out. But then the three malachim come, and he sees them. How in the world was he able to see them? If a Novi has a Hashvas HaShechina with him, a Kabbalas B'nei HaShechina, so he loses all of his chushim. So how is he able to see the Orchim? So the answer is, Ben HaShamayim, they were mafsik, the unconsciousness of Avraham Avinu, that he should notice the Orchim, that he should greet them. So there was Menashe. He learned it from the fact that he noticed them. Because any other time that he had a Kabbalah's Menashechina, he didn't see anything that was happening. This is the only time that he had a Kabbalah's Menashechina, and then 5 minutes later, Shechina didn't say anything to him. And then 5 minutes later, he sees people coming, and he was able to notice it. So he understood that Menashemayim, they allowed him to see it because he's supposed to greet them. It's an interesting shot based on the Rambam.
So we mentioned the other day, the Gemara at the end of Shavuos has a machlokes HaTanaim, whether this is Kodesh HaChol, when the Sefer writes the Sefer Torah. Sometimes the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Kodesh, and sometimes it's Chol, sometimes Nikabal Baisel Hu Elohim, sometimes that's Chol, that's not Kodesh. Elohim Acherim, that's Mamash Chol, that's Avodah Zarah, that's not Kodesh. So the Sefer has to know whether any given time, even Yud Kei Vav Kei, sometimes appears in Tanakh and it's Avodah Zarah. But Pesal Micha, the Rambam and the Mor and the Buchan points out, I think, that Yud Kei Vav Kei appears in Pesal Micha and it's Chol, and it goes on Avodah Zarah. So whenever the Sefer writes, when the Sefer writes Sefer Torah, has to have in mind the Ksiva Lishma. The Ramban and Sukkah, the Aftes, and the Mohammed in the bottom of the page in the Rif writes, how do you know Ksiva Sefer Torah needs Lishma? The Gemara says a machlik is b'sham and b'sil, where the hanochas haschach needs lishma. So b'sham and hog, you need lishma. So they learn it out from a pasuk. B'sil interpret the pasuk tells you a different thing. And by tzitzis you need asiyas hatzitzis lishma. So Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. So where do you learn out that you need sefer sefer Torah lishma? So the Ramban, the Gemara never says. Ramban has a drasha. Kisvu lachem es hashirazas. He said the word lachem is l'shem choy vaschem. And the Rambam doesn't say that. It says, Lachem L'Shem Chovchem. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's probably a misprint. Chov and a chovah, too. Chov means a debt. If I owe you money, that's a chov. Piron, a chov. And chovah means an obligation, a mitzvah. So he thought it probably should say, Kisvo Lachem L'Shem Chovaschem, not L'Shem Chovchem. You don't know, the Sefer doesn't owe anybody any money. He has to write Ksiva L'Shmo. So when the Sefer writes Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Machlokes HaTanaim, is he supposed to have Kavanah to be Mekadoshit? He's telling the Rebbe Shlom, wait, do me a favor, wait here. I have to take care of the guest, and I'll come back to you. he's mafsik the kabbalas pnei hashchina to do the hachnasas orchem. Or no, maybe alav dal non yod. He yud over here is chol, and he's telling the three angels, please come and visit by me. Not that he's telling the Shekhinah, wait, I want to take care of the guests. He's telling the guests, please come into my house. Then he tells the, then the next pasuk for sure is telling the guests, come and eat by me. And they don't, they say, good, okay, we accept your invitation. Just a little later, they come to Sodom, and Lot invites them to eat by him. Vayavo, at the beginning of chapter Yutes, Vayavo Shnam Malach Misodom Abo Erev, and Lot invites them to eat by him. And they say, Lo, ki barchov nolin. No, thank you very much, we'd rather not. And Vayiv Tzabom, yo, they have a whole masa matin, keeps on insisting, okay. Vayasur Elov, after a big hassle, they finally agree. How come they agree to Avram Avinu? So the Gemara says, Mesarvin lekatan, they Mesarvin legodl. It's not derech eretz. If a very important person offers something to you, so you don't give him a hard time. You do what he says. But Lloyd wasn't such an important. He was a cotton, in contrast to Avraham Avinu, who was a godl. So, Mesarvin lekotten, you're allowed to turn down the offer of the cotton. Hey, Mesarvin legodl. Taisus there says, sometimes it's even Mesarvin legodl. If he wanted me, Mechabed you to be Chosan Torah, or something like that, to get a very bekovedik thing. Not stam come and eat a meal by me. If he wanted me, Mechabed you with something that's really a tremendous covet, so then derech eretz dictates you should turn it down. Let's say they offer you an aliyah. So an aliyah, the one who gets an aliyah is considered, no, the Mishnah has, if they offer you to be the shliach tzibur, to daven for an omer, then the Mishnah has, the Gemara explains in brachas, that the derech eretz dictates that you should turn it down the first two times, and then if the gabbai asks you the third time, then you accept it, because to be the shliach tzibur means that they chose you, that they feel you're worthy, that you are. You will be the shliach hatzibur. By an aliyah, it says you're not supposed to turn it down, because that's a bizoyin atera. If the gabbai wants to give you an aliyah and you turn it down, that's a bizoyin atera. Mar says shlosh adwar mekatzum yama v'shnosum shalodam v'shnosum sefer tor likros v'ino kor. It's also gemar brachas later. So by sefer tor, you're not supposed to turn it down, but by shliach tzibur to dam faranam, that's a dovishal kovet, that's a dovishal gedula. They serve as the shliach tzibur, so that even mesarben legodl. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They quoted from the Tosfos in Pesachim and Anad Gemara. So the pasuk describes that Avraham Avinu, the Mishnah says, "Came Avraham Avinu kala teruku alad shaloi nitna." Avraham Avinu observed all the mitzvahs. Somehow he had kloyas yotzos. His kidneys advised him, and he was able to figure out all the tarryag mitzvahs. He had an intuition. Was able to figure out all the mitzvahs. The midrashim say in the beginning of Bereishis, several midrashim say the same thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is takel b'araisa baras olam. Baruch Hashem looked into the Torah, and He created the world accordingly. So that's why they say the Torah was the blueprint of the world. So if children in school, they live in a home, so the teacher usually in some grade or another teacher tells them make a blueprint of your home. So once you have the home, you can figure out the blueprint. So if the Torah was the blueprint of the world, so Avraham Avinu was able to look in the world to figure out what it says in the blueprint. So he intuitively, that's Kloyos Yotzah, he was able to figure out what all the mitzvahs were. So that's what the Mefarshim is. How come he's eating basa b'cholo? He's serving basa b'cholo. He says, Ben Abakar Shos Avraham, he shechts a behema. And he says, he gives him chema b'cholo. It's not basa b'cholo deraisa. Basa b'cholo deraisa is only if it's cooked together. There are bishol asutur. But that's what the Midrashim point out. What's going on? How come Avraham Avinu is giving him basa b'cholom? So in Yerideya, they have the comments of the Cheshek Shlomo, of Shlomo LeVilna. He was a dayan in Vilna at the time they were printing the Vilna Shas. He was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. The thing I mentioned, his grandson used to teach in the yeshiva here when I was a student, your age, younger than you, when I was in high school. So his grandson was Rabbi Markelis, who used to teach here in TI. So he said the family tradition was that his grandfather, Reb Shlomo Vilna, was Magir de Vilna Shas from memory. He remembered everything about Peh. Gemara Rashi Tos, everything word for word about Peh. So he didn't have to check. When they gave him the galleys, he didn't have to check against another Gemara. He knew what he was supposed to say. So that's why others add on that every 40 pages in the Vilna Shas there's a mistake that doesn't appear in any other edition of the Talmud, and it's a mistake only a Litvak would make. There's a Shin instead of a Samach instead of a Shin, because the Litvaks mispronounce a Shin and a Samach. So only because he corrected it by memory. So by memory he knew the pronunciation. So sometimes you have such a mistake, yeah. That's what Moshe Feinstein used to pronounce. He wasn't a Litvak, he had a different dialect. He spoke a Russian Yiddish. Even people who knew Yiddish well, they didn't always understand what Moshe Feinstein was talking about, because he had a different, totally different dialect. But he had also that, instead of saying Beis Medrash, he would say Beis Medrash. The Beis became a Shin, and Beis Medrash became a Samach. Beis Medrash. Yeah. So Reb Shlomo Le Vilna has Haoros on Yeridei, has Haoros in the back of the Vilna Shas called Cheshek Shlomai, and his older brother was Rebbe Tzala Vilna. He was the big genius in the family. Reb Shlomo Le Vilna was only a plain genius. The older brother was the big super genius. So he has Haoros. So he quotes a Maim on this pasuk. It says, "Ben Abakar Osa Abraham Pasha Peshat Asher Osa Abraham," that he prepared in pasuk Ches, that he prepared it, he broiled it, whatever. So he quotes the Malbim who interprets Shoas Avram, he created the behema with Sefer Yetzirah. So whenever you mix chemicals together and you make a behema, that's part of it. It's only fleshik if it's a ben achaben, if it goes all the way back to Sheshes Mebreshes, it's a vlad of a behema that existed in Sheshes Mebreshes. But if you know how to create animals, yesh, not yesh meyayin, by mixing chemicals together, that's a synthetic meat. So synthetic meat is part of it. Now they're trying to, discussing now, they keep on writing the papers and the magazines. They want to take a mashahu of meat and treat it with DNA, with the whatever, hold the whole thing, and they want to make a delicious meat out of it. But they're going to start with meat. They're going to start with a little piece of meat and make it into a big piece of meat. That's probably going to be fleshig, either fleshig deraisa or fleshig derabon. But over here, the Malbim interprets that it was he made Ben Abakar Shoas Avram, doesn't mean he prepared it, he made it with Sefer Yetzirah, Achidish. So such a meat is parva. Is that considered fleshing? So Sarah is laughing, she says, Achre Belosi Hoysili Edna Badoni Zaka, my husband is too old to have any children. So Hashem tells Avram Avinu, Lama Zatzocha Kosar Leimar, Vanizakanti, that's not what she said. She said Vadoini Zakin. So the Gemara says, from this pasuk we derived that Mutalishanas Bepnei Darkei Shalom. Yeah, we were talking, the Gemara says Hashem Elokim Memes. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Navi, from Yirmiyah. It does mean that God never tells a lie. Here he told a white lie. He didn't tell Avraham Avinu the story. She said Vadoini Zakin, but he didn't want to cause a friction in Shalom Bayis. So sometimes it's a mitzvah to tell a lie. The Gemara says in Eila Metzias, it says when you find an Aveda, you're supposed to hold on to it, Ad Rosh Achicha Oso, until somebody asks you for it. So Ad Rosh Achicha Oso means that he should, the one who lost the Aveda, I put up the sign, I found the Sefer. The guy tells me, I lost the Chubas Aran. Is that what you found? I say, yeah, he comes, he says, money, gives me some money. Fine, so I give it to him. So what do you mean? Ad Rosh Achicha Oso means until the Bala Aveda approaches me, he tells me that he lost it. So the Gemara, that's the Pshut of Shal Mikra. And the Gemara has a drosha, an additional level of interpretation. Ad rosh achicha oso doshev shelo yehei rama. You shouldn't give back the Aveda until you, the Moitzeh HaAveda, interrogates the person who claims that he's the one who lost it, the Baal Aveda, to make sure doshev shelo yehei rama shouldn't be a faker. So the Gemara says he has to give simonim. Machlokes in the Gemara, whether simonim tzoy is good man atoira. Oh no, maybe you need Dafke Simen Muvuk. That's a machlekes. So you give back an Aveda B'Simen Amtsoi. Is that a takana de Rabbanan? Because Benatar, you only give back, you only identify an Aveda by a Simen Muvuk. Or even Simen Amtsoi is also good. So that's a discussion, Shaila. And the Rambam with the Rambam paskins. What if it's a Tzurvim Rabbanan? What if it's a Talmud Chacham who comes and he claims he lost the Aveda? And he identifies the Aveda with Tvi Asayin. He looks at it and says, yeah, that's my jacket. He recognizes it, but he doesn't really have simonim. He doesn't even have a simon amtsoi. He says, yeah, the pocket that's torn over there and the place where you put the keys over here is ripped. Yeah, but that's not a simon.
A lot of jackets could be like that. And he can tell. He looks at it. He says, yeah, that's his jacket. So the Gemara says, if he's a Talmid Chacham, then you give it back without Siman. What's the definition, Tzur Rabbanon? So it doesn't mean Talmid Chacham. The Gemara says, Tzur Rabbanon, the Lam Shani B'dibur. They never tells a lie, except for the three things that that you're supposed to tell a lie. The Puryo, Ubi Yishbizo, Ubi Mesichta. They ask him, I heard that you know all of Shas by heart. So he's supposed to tell a lie. He says, no, not exactly. Or if they say they heard, even if it's true, say that there's a baki in these halachas, he should tone it down, he should tell a lie. Or they ask him, Biushpizo, let's say, I went out of town and I stayed by a certain family. So somebody else is going to go out of town. They want to know, should they stay by that family? Or I was collecting tzedakah for a certain cause. Wanted to know, did this guy treat you nicely when you visit? He said, yeah, he gave me a lot of money. So then I'm sicking all the people on him. All the mishalachim are going to go to him. So the Gemara said, that's not right. And I say, he's machna zarchim, something fantastic. So if you're going to say the truth, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to pester him. They're going to want to stay by him. Going to want to ask him for tzedakah. The Gemara says, "Biush pizza, you're allowed to tell a lie." You say he's not from the big givers, and he doesn't welcome you so nicely. You're allowed to tell a lie over there to save the other guy, that he shouldn't have all the nudniks coming to him all the time. So there's certain cases where it's mutter to tell a lie. And then Tyson says, "Zan, here mutter the shadus matnei dakar shalom. If you're going to tell the truth, it's going to cause friction in the marriage." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Avraham Avinu that she said, "Vadeini zokin." He said, "Vani zakanti." So the Gemara says, "Muta l'shanes mepnei dake shalom." So the Malachim leave Avram Avina, and they're on the way by Yoshkif al Pnei Sedom. V'Hashem Amar Hamchas Ani MeAvraham Asher Ani Oseh. What does it mean, Hamchas Ani MeAvraham? So the Midrashim have two different interpretations. So Rashi interprets, "Is it Derech Eretz that I should not tell Avram Avina? I gave Avram Avinu ownership of all of Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm going to destroy the five towns. The five cities are part of Eretz Yisrael. So I gave him a matana, and I'm an Indian giver. I'm going to take away the five cities. I'm going to destroy them. Is that right?" Avram means he's going to have all of Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to destroy part of it. So it's not Derech Eretz not to notify him that I have to destroy the five cities. And then the Medrash has another interpretation. Hamachas ani me'Avraham. Will I succeed in keeping it a secret from Avraham Avinu? This guy figures everything out. Medrash says he figures out on his own what the Taryag Mitzvahs are. He has Kloyas Yotzos. He has such a strong intuition. And he figures out the Bezun Shalmaila. Every day comes up with new Chidush Dinim, the Medrash says on his Pasuk. So this guy, Avraham Avinu, he figures out all the Chidush Dinim also every day. I will not succeed in keeping it secret. So I better tell him. I better tell him in advance. So he tells Avraham Avinu he's going to destroy the five cities. And then Avraham Avinu prays that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheav Rachman is on them. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Avraham Avinu, he's going to be like Goy Otzum, Nibuchu Bo Kol Goy Hu Aretz. So he says, Ki Yidaitiv, because I love him. Ki Yidaitiv. I love Avraham Avinu. So it's interesting. The Mefarshim say, you see from this pasuk that chinuch is a din deraisa. Manashe tzavas banavas beisach v'alechas b'derech Hashem. Chinuch is a din deraisa. The Gemara says chinuch is only the rabbanon. That means a different thing. That I have to see to it that my child sits in sukkah, that my young child eats the matzah, and then they observe Shabbos. After insist the child should observe the mitzvahs and not violate the others, that half of chinuch is the rabbanon. But on the level of the raisa, it certainly is a dinachich. You have to train you have to tell the children when they're young. You've got to be bar mitzvah at the age of 13. After bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat treif. That for sure is a din the raisa. You have to give a chinuch. The matam osim as b'necha. That chinuch is certainly the raisa. The chinuch that you have to see to it, the child does the mitzvahs now, he doesn't do the averus now, that part of chinuch is only the rabbanon. Yeah. So they had the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Lasset tzedakah u'mishpat. That's what some Rishonim say, that b'nei noach ha'mukhiv to observe, to give tzedakah. Because Avraham Avinu was called a matan Torah. So what chinuch is he giving the children in the Sheva mitzvahs? So you see, tzedakah u'mishpat. So mishpat,
is a dinim. Okay, the dinim, that's one of the seven mitzvahs benech, but tzedakah. So some say that tzedakah means the nochem amuchiv to give tzedakah. Others say that tzedakah just means pshara. It's part of dinim. The Ran and Sanhedrin has the two opinions. What does it mean, lasa tzedakah or mishpat? But chinuch is certainly a din d'oraisa, and the man sheh tzava is banavis beis achrav. In America, some of the parents, some of the modern Orthodox parents have such a strange attitude. Let the children decide on their own whatever they want. I'm not going to guide them one way or the other. You don't guide them one way or the other, they won't be observant. You have to insist that the children have to come to shul. You should daven next to the parents, and they should keep all the mitzvahs atayra. And then later on, they can decide whether they want to become Dolza Hasidim, or Lubavitch, or Misnagdim. Okay, but you have to train the child that he should observe the mitzvahs. Should just let the children loose, hefka. So Avraham Avinu is mispalel for the Rishoyim. He feels bad. Avraham Avinu is trying to preach monotheism in the whole Middle East over there. It would have been in his best interest if five cities should be destroyed. And the people will see, if you don't observe tzedakah or mishpat, you're going to be destroyed. That's what he's preaching, tzedakah or mishpat. So it's really against his interest to pray for the Rishayim. But he's a goody-goody, so he wants everyone should do tshuva. Itam Rishayim, itam chatoim en ha'aretz, chatoim v'lo choytim. He wants that they should all do tshuva. So he's davening that the Ribbono Shel Olam should save them. B'zchus ha'tzadikim. B'zchus ha'tzadikim. Ula yesh chamishim tzadikim b'sachu yir. And what's that concept? In the zchus of the tzadikim, people are nitzel. So there's a story in the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara tells a strange Agadita that the Mashah has difficulty with. The Agadita says there was a city, I think Rav lived in that city. So half of there was once a Sreifa, half the city burnt down, and half of the city where Rav lived was Nitzel. So the Gemara says, and don't think that it's in the schus of Rav, no. In that half of the city there was a nice doctor who lived there also, and he didn't charge too much to the patients. And whoever couldn't afford it didn't charge anything. And if they couldn't afford the medication, he gave them the medication free of charge. And he had the men and the women separately, so the Mishum Tzniyos, because they have to sometimes take off their clothes. He was a wonderful doctor. So it wasn't in the schus of Rav that the half of the city wasn't burned. It was the schus of the doctor. So the Mashiach says, what do you have to bop Rav over the head? Maybe it wasn't the schus of Rav. Why did he say it wasn't in the schus of Rav? Why do you have to say it's in the schus of the doctor? So the Sfasemes, and the Gemara in Tainus says, Sfasemes is the grandson of Chidush Arim. The first Ger Rebbe is Chidush Arim. So he says he once heard from his grandfather, Pshat and Medrash on this pasuk, Ula yesh chamishim tzadikim sochayir, in the schus of the tzadikim, everybody else is nitzal. Why? Why should that be? What's the explanation? So the Medrash says, tzadikim nivli, fake tzadikim, shvachat tzadikim, not real, bona fide tzadikim. What do you say, fake tzaddikim? Because the Medrash can't visualize and stuff, but they're going to be real tzaddikim. So the Chiddush Arim told his grandson, he thinks pshat is like this. If you have an unusual tzaddik, so the whole city will burn down and the home of the tzaddik will stand. Well, why should the tzaddik be megan on the door? But if the tzaddik is a shvachet tzaddik, he deserves to be nitzel, but he doesn't know if it should be so bold, should be so obvious that the whole city burns down, only his house didn't burn. So then, in order that he should have a hatzalah, but it shouldn't be so noticeable, so conspicuous, he has to leave. The whole city shouldn't burn down. So that's what Avraham Avinu is davening to Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe there are some shvachat tzaddikim who deserve a hatzalah, but they don't deserve that it should be by light. So that's the concept of the tzaddik is megan. The tzaddik is not megan. The tzaddik is megan because he deserves a yeshua, but it shouldn't be so bold. So he thought, so the Svasema says, he thinks maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. If it would have been in schus of Rav, the whole city would have been burnt down, and only Rav's home wouldn't burn down. But the doctor was a nice doctor. He deserved the issue, but he didn't deserve that it should be so bold. So half the city was nitzel. That's taka the pshat. That's a chiddush. That's pshat tzaddikim. A megan on the door is not to be taken literally. They're only megan if they deserve hatzalah. They don't deserve a full hatzalah. So many years I said this in yeshiva, on Parshat Vayera. So many years later, during the first Gulf War, so This Dr. Moskowitz from Florida, who passed away already, gave fortunes of money to build up Eretz Yisrael. They told me he's buried right next to Rav Kook, I think, because he gave so much money to Merkaz Harav and to Inyani Eretz Yisrael. So he chartered a plane, and the students from YU and Stern College went to Eretz to give chizuk to the Israelis. The Israelis were very nervous, and if the Americans came to hold their hands, so they thought, we know the secrets that they don't know, so obviously there's nothing to be worried about. Somehow the fact that the Americans came gave them chizuk. So on Shabbos, I think I was in the Gru Center. So one of the boys had learned by me was learning in the Miri Yeshiva at that time. So he came to the Gru Center for Shabbos. So in the middle of the meal, so some of the boys were saying the Dvar Torah. He said over the Dvar Torah. He said, I don't think that was the Parshas Hashavu. He said over the Dvar Torah from the Sfas Emes. And then he said he's afraid to stay in the Miri Yeshiva for Shabbos because the Rebbe's there are such big tzaddikim. The enemies will drop bombs and everybody will be killed. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz or whoever, I already forgot who was alive at that time, the Rabbanim will be instant. But he says, Rabbi Shechter. So he's coming to the Gru Center to be next to Rabbi Shechter. So Rabbi Shechter deserves a Hatzolah, but not like the Rebbe's in the Miri Yeshiva. That's why he came to be Nitzal. So he's now a practicing rabbi in New Jersey. He probably gives a good drushes. So he absorbed this Vasemis. He understood it. Avraham Avinu excused himself. Anochi ofer va'efer, he says. He didn't know how alti ledaber el Hashem. Anochi ofer va'efer. So there's a Gemara in Chulin where the Gemara speaks about the importance of humility. So David HaMelech was very humble. He says, Anochi talas v'lo yish. I'm like a worm. But a worm also has some significance. Avraham Avinu was a greater onov. That's how the Gemara says. He had a greater degree of humility because he says, Ofer v'efer. And Moshe v'Aaron say, V'anachnu mo. We are nothing. That's a higher level. Humility is a very important midah. So Lot invites the Malachim when they come to Sdom and he bakes matzahs for them. So Rashi quotes in Medrash, Pesach Oyo. It was Pesach. What is he baking? Matzahs. Matzahs. This is before the whole story happened. So what's he baking matzahs for? So the Beis HaLevi has a famous drasha where he explains that the mitzvahs of the Torah existed thousands of years before Briyas HaOlam. The mitzvahs of the Torah are not because of historical events. Dinim derabbanan, takanas derabbanan, because something occurred, and it made a takana derabbanan. But the dinim derais existed before the history developed. So the Beis HaLev interprets the psukim in Shir HaShirim that it's the springtime and we have to hurry up to make it Yetzias Mitzrayim because the Torah that existed 2,000 years before the world was created wants to have a yont of Pesach, Manche Reseinu, in the springtime, so we better hurry up, because otherwise the history is not going to coincide with the mitzvah. And the Rebbeinu Shlom had this, so because the plan was 2,000 years before the world was created, there's going to be a mitzvah matzah, and the mitzvah matzah has to be connected with Cherus, with Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he had a HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to cause it, that lahispik but sekum lahachmitz, and therefore the matzah action. But the mitzvah matzah was there before the history developed. That's why Lot is giving the matzahs to eat. That's why one of my chaverim interpreted I forgot his name already. Binyamin, who did you learn with Bacharusa? Tabori, Yamit Tabori once sent me a letter many years ago from Eretz Yisrael. So he suggests maybe that Beis HaLevi shot in the Taisus. Taisus says, Afan Rabbi Yosaner says only a svara on a mitzvah de Rabbanon. It doesn't apply one taisa, it doesn't apply to mitzvah de Raisa. Why is it only a svara on a mitzvah de Rabbanon? So he said, according to the Beis Halevi, because the mitzvahs d'oraisa existed before the history. So you can't say, afen ha-bi-osanes. The women were involved in the same sakana, so therefore they have to observe the mitzvahs. Well, the din of the rabbanim were instituted because of the history, but the din of the d'oraisa existed on the books before the history was developed. So you can't even say, afen ha-bi-osanes. Beis Halevi interprets the pasuk in Dvarim, I think, we should eat Korban Pesach Matzah Mor. So the Ibn Ezra asked, the pasuk is backwards. So he says, yeah, you have to interpret it. It means the reverse. So the pasuk is backwards. It doesn't say that. The Beis HaLevi says, no, because the Rabban Shalom wanted to have a mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mor 2,000 years before Brias HaOlam, the Rabban Shalom made Yetzias Mitzrayim so it should correspond with the mitzvahs that he had planned to give Bnei Yisrael 2,000 years before he created the world. The mitzvahs are there before the history. The history was developed. And what's the cause and what's the effect? So usually we assume the historical event, that's the cause. And then the effect is the Rabban Shalom made a mitzvah. So the Brisker style is you convert the cause into the effect and the effect into the cause. Yeah. That's how the Beis HaLevi says on Chumash. And Parshas Miketz, Miketz and Stayim Amim Ufaro Cholem. So the Pasha Pshat in the story is that Parah had a dream and no one had he didn't accept all the interpretations that they gave him. So someone, the Saramashkim, remembered that Yosef is a genius at interpreting dreams. So Yosef interpreted the dream and then he became free. So what was the cause and what was the effect? Parah had a dream. And they needed someone to interpret the dream. So that's the effect was that Yosef went free. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, everything fakir. Because Yosef said, Yosef didn't have the proper degree of bitochen. And he said, don't forget, when you see the king, his kartani al-par, get me out of the prison. I don't deserve to be sitting in prison. I'm not guilty of anything. So he deserved to be punished for 2 years. And 2 years are up. And now it's time for Yosef to go free. So the Rebbe Shalom had to figure out how he's going to get Yosef free. So he caused Parah to have a dream in order that Yosef should become free. So what was the cause and what was the effect? The cause was Yosef has to go free. The 2 years in prison are up. And then the result was that Parah has to have a dream in order that he should be go free. And you read the Chumash, you think the reverse, that the cause was the dream and the effect was that he went free. And history is a lot of times like that. We always think that the past is the cause of the future. And sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom is guiding the history. He wants it to come to a certain point. So he guides the past because he wants to bring about a certain result. So, Lot is serving matzahs because it's Pesach. So they destroy the cities. The cities didn't have the Asar Tzadikim. It's interesting that Benos Lot thought that the whole world was destroyed. Avraham Avinu is dead. Nobody else living anywhere. They're the only ones. And they knew that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Cain and Hevel had to have children with their sisters. There was no other way. And the Pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibana. The Pasuk says, when one violates Gili Arayis, you sleep with a sister. Chesed Hu, that's a terrible Avera. But Olam Chesed Yibana, that's the only way for the world to become built up. The Mauritian's children had to be together. So they felt that the only way to preserve mankind is to sleep with the father. They knew it's an aver, but they thought they're doing mamish pikuach nefesh, they're saving the world. So the Gemara has a din. Let's say the doctor says someone is a chayla mesukan and he needs some fresh fruits. So he says someone has to go rip off fruits from the tree. Okay, if you have such a heretim. So the Gemara says 10 people run and everybody ripping off fruits from the tree. Each one runs to a different direction. The 10th one comes back with the fruits after the guy already ate the fruits and he's all better already. And it comes out that the 10th guy, he was running, he thought that he's going to save the life of the Chayla Mesukan. So he's, according to his perception that you need the fresh fruit, he thinks that he's doing pikuach nefesh. The truth of the matter was that the chayla already was cured before the guy even plucked off the fruit on Shabbos. The Gemara says they all get schar. Nobody was mechal Shabbos. If your perception is that this act is a suffik, a svek svek, a pikuach nefesh, so you did a mitzvah, not an aver. So their perception was that they're saving the whole world. Olam chesed yibon. So the Gemara has in Baba Kama that the Bechira slept with the father the first night, and the Tzira slept with the father the second night. So the Gemara says the Bechira was rewarded more than the Tzira, because she did the mitzvah pikuach nefesh to save mankind a day before the Tzira. They both thought that they're saving the world. And nu, svek sveka pikuach nefesh is dechakala tarkula, and even gili arayis, alam chesed yibon. And then the Pasuk says, and the truth of the matter was, the whole thing was a big mistake. They didn't realize. The whole world was there. And they didn't deserve to be Nitzel. And the only reason why they were Nitzel, Bahi, how does it say? There's a Pasuk here. That only in the Schus of Avram were they Nitzel. I forgot where the Pasuk is already. And says, Avram, so in the schus of Avram, they were Nitzel. They didn't even deserve to be Nitzel at all. It was in the schus of Avram that they were Nitzel. They didn't realize the whole world will still come. So from their perspective, they thought they're saving the whole world, so they were rewarded. Like one is Machal Shabbos, he thinks that the Chilul Shabbos is going to save a person's life. But the truth of the matter was that they weren't saving the world at all. A lot of times people in in Kiruv cut corners a little bit. They think they're saving the whole world. So they mezalz a little bit. This din, that din, the other din. They think everything is mutter, because mamish bikroch nefashis. Sometimes it is, and most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's their imagination. I remember in one Chag HaSmicha, I don't remember, I wasn't there. Someone told me this, I wasn't there, it was before my time. The Rabbi Soloveitchik warned the rabbis, the Chag HaSmicha, Rabbi Soloveitchik was always the main speaker. Dr. Belkin wasn't a good public speaker at all, so he would speak for 10 minutes, he'd say, I've heard, and then he would introduce Rabbi Soloveitchik, and he would speak for over an hour. He always, every Chag HaSmicha, he took another theme and he developed a whole idea. So he, one Chag HaSmicha, I was told that he was instructing the Rabbanim that they think that they're doing Kiruv and the Rabbanis, they shouldn't be Mekel. They shouldn't develop a Messiah complex, that they're saving the whole world, and therefore the ends justifies the means. Every legal system has a law that the ends do justify the means. Let's say a woman is in labor, she's going to have a baby, and the husband has to drive it to the hospital and cross through a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's no one on the highway. So the police will help you go through the red light. They're not going to give you a ticket for going through the red light, because the ends justify the means. And pikuach nefesh is decha kol atarkul, you're allowed to drive on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Sometimes it depends which ends and which means, but every legal system has a clause that sometimes the ends do justify the means. So in Kiruv, there's certain things that there is room. Something is a chumrah. So then there's room to be making a little chumrah. But on a real din, you got to be careful, because a lot of times we imagine, we develop a Messiah complex. We think we're saving the whole world. And then we're not saving. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said at that time, if you get two students to come to yeshiva, you get two families to be Shomer Shabbos, it's gevaldik. You shouldn't think that you have to save the whole world. Some people have accomplished much more than that. But that's not always the case. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was kaveh makam l'tfilosai. V'yashkem Avraham Abaka el ha-makam ha-shom ha-chom espenei Hashem. He went back to David in the same location. The Gemara says, one is kaveh makam l'tfilosai, alakei Avraham b'yezro. He's following in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. We learned that Gemara, not yet. We learned it. So the Gemara says, and when he dies, they say a hesped, hey chassid, hey onav, tamidu shel Avraham Avinu. Why is he an onav? What is it, humility? So I said, oh, but the Tzlach says on that Gemara, it's humility. He feels that his prayer is not worthy of being answered, so he wants it to be mitzurf with all the other prayers that he gave. So you daven in a shul, where they've been davening for 100 years, so you want your tefillah should be, you stand a better chance of having your tefillahs be accepted, because you're davening with a tzibur, and you're davening in a location where they daven for 100 years. So your tefillahs are mitzurf with all the tefillahs of all the tzaddikim. So the Gemara says, "Afin this pasuk, el hamakam asher amad sham es penei Hashem." He'd always daven in the same place. Then Avraham Avinu again says that this is my sister. He does, instead of saying that it's his wife, so Avimelech consents, Melech Geror confronts him, and he says, why do you say Achosihi? Why do you lie? Me'asis elonu, mechatosilo, ki ve'salachato, yes, he says, he's afraid that they'll kill him in order to have his wife. So the Bartanura has a comment. He quotes a medrash that says, "Mikan from this pasuk you see sheshechnan lechayla b'shabbos." That if you have a chayla mesukan, that the doctors say that he needs fresh meat, you allow the shech the behema to feed him the meat on Shabbos, because pikuach nefesh, saf pikuach nefesh, adecha kol haTorah kula. So the Rishonim have a, how do you see that from this parasha? How do you see pikuach nefesh is adecha Shabbos? He says it's my sister. He was afraid to say it's my wife because they're going to kill him. What does it got to do with pikuach nefesh mean? But makom sakana sfas, you're allowed to tell a lie that it's my sister. So just like Avraham Avinu is allowed to tell a lie, so we're allowed to shecht on Shabbos. That's quite a jump. So the Bartanura has a whole different interpretation. Bartanura has a commentary that's called Amar Noka, Tzema Noki. Amar Noka, it's a super commentary on Rashi. He explains difficult Rashis. He explains different passages in Rashi. And the old Chumashim used to be printed in the back of the Chumash. Now it's probably printed a separate sefer. So he interprets like this. He says the Rishonim, the Bartanura is one of the later Rishonim, says the Rishonim raised the question, why is it mutter to shech? The din is whenever you have to do a dvar avera to save your life, you try to violate the lesser, the least avera. Achilam osa akal akal tchilam. You have a choice of either eating chelev to survive or eating tevel. So chelev is koris and tevel is misa b'day shemaim. So the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, koris is mochomer than misa b'day shemaim. So it's better to eat the tevel rather than to eat the chelev. If a chayla mesukan has to eat, someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, that he shouldn't die, he shouldn't get sick and die. So if you can eat pachas mikashir, wait a couple of minutes, then eat pachas mikashir. So eating pachas mikashir is an issa deraisa, but there's no karis on that. If you eat a full shir shalom, then there is karis. So rather than eat the shir shalom, eat pachas mikashir. That's akal akal tchil. So the Rishonim ask, why do you shechten l'chayla b'shabbos? Why do you shecht? That's a malacha deraisa and a tilis neshama. Why don't you get a goy to shech to kill an animal? So it'll be nevelas, and nevelas only alav. Chil Shabbos is an isakoris with an isa miso. So isn't chil Shabbos a bigger avera than eating nevela? So the Rishonim give different answers. So the Ran has a famous explanation. The Ran thinks that the chayil is going to have to eat a few kazesim of nevela. If you're going to kill the animal, it's going to be one malacha. It's going to be one chilo Shabbos of netilas neshama. It's a isa chomer skilo with mises bezin. When you're only doing one aver, if you're going to get nevela for him, so he'll have to eat a few kazesim. So that's the kal hakal tchila. It's better to do one an aver chamura once rather than to do five averas kalas. So that's what the Bartanur interprets in this, like a medrash pliya interpretation. That's the pshat and the medrash. Why should they kill him? Ritzichas Mohammed and Giliarais. No. Because if they're all gonna take the wives, every time they're gonna be with the wife, they'll be in violation of Boalesh's ish, of Lasinov. So even the Ritzicha is a Mohammedic Aver, but they're gonna do one Ritzicha, as opposed to violating Lasinov many times. And to do one Aver Hamura is Kal, is the Kala Kal Tchilo. So he interprets the Medrash that the Medrash means like the Iran's answer. Other Rishonim gave different explanations. Why Shechten and Lechol Bishabbos? Why don't you give him the Vela? So the Rosh has a different answer, different explanation. So the Bar Tanur interprets that that's pshat in this Medrash. Mikan, Sheshechten Lechol Bishabbos, that to do a Chilul Shabbos once is better than to eat Nevela, five Kizesim of Nevela. It's better to do one Aver Hamura than to do five Averis Kavos. That's the lesser of the two evils. Then the parsha continues. Yitzchak is born. Big celebration. Avimelech Hefichos Artzvoi come to make a peace agreement with Avram Avinu, and he makes a bris. Li ulinini ulinechdi. Kechesed oshal si simcha tasei modim emarotz al shagar tebo. So he makes a bris with him. Vayichusu shneihem bris. So the Rashbam has a famous comment. So that was the most difficult of all of the 10 Asarim Nisyonim since Nasa Avraham Avinu. The most difficult one was the story of the Akedah. He should shecht his own son. So the Rashbam has a comment that many quote. Achar Adom Ha'ele means it's related to what happened before. What right did you have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Avraham Avinu and he's punishing him. What right did you have to make an agreement with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, that he can keep his land? Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu. You have no right to give it away to Avimelech, Melech Plishtim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Avraham Avinu. He should suffer a little Agmas Nefesh. He should suffer with this tzibui, that it should shecht Yitzchak Menon. That's the famous Rashbam. All of those in Eretz Yisrael who say that you're not allowed to give, make any concessions to the Arabs, not allowed to give anything away, so they all quote this Rashbam. That Avraham Avinu was punished that he should do the Akedah. That's Pshat Vayachar Advarim Ha'elu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kach Nos Binchas Yichitchas. So Rashi says, No Az Loshan Bakosha. What does it mean, No Az Loshan Bakosha? So the Ran has a collection of drushes on Chumash, very fascinating. So one of the drushes, he talks about this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never instructed Avraham Avinu that he's obligated to bring his son as a korban. He said, please, do me a favor. If it's too much, don't. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but I would appreciate very much if you would bring your son as a korban. And even though he was never in the tzavet to do it, it was kachno, please. I would appreciate it. It would bring nachas ruach to me. So Avraham Avinu is prepared to do it. We always want to do Ratzon Hashem, even if we're not mechuyev to. If we can figure out that this is Ratzon Hashem, that's the way you show Abba. When you do something that the other person didn't instruct you to do. We mentioned the Mishnah says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Kitev Nidechem Miyoyin, it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So Gemara says, I appreciate your love, Kitev Nidechem Miyoyin. I enjoy the fact that you love me more than wine. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah says, Chaviv Nidirei Seifim Yosem Miyenu Shaltev. All the Takanas the Rabbanon indicate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go above and beyond what he instructed us to do. He told us what he wants us to do, all the 613 mitzvahs, and we understand what direction he wants us to go. So the Chachamim introduced Takonas, the Rabban, Xeris, and Takonas, because they know that this would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ratzon Hashem. They can figure out, based on the mitzvahs HaTorah, what direction HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go. So we go above and beyond what He instructed us to do to demonstrate that we love Him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chavivim Devei Seifim Yosem Yeinu Shal Torah. I appreciate it more when you observe the Din of the Rabbanim, more than when you observe the Din of the Raisa. The Din of the Raisa that people observe. If they don't observe, they're going to go to Gehenna. So it doesn't really show that they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when they volunteer on their own all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, to demonstrate to Avos Hashem that they know you have to do Ratzon Hashem, and they figure out what is the Ratzon Hashem. So that's Chavivim Devei Seifim Yosem Yeshem Kitoivim Deidechem Yoyim. So that's what Avraham Avinu also, he's prepared to give his son up as the Akedah. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu never was mitzaveh him. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush that Rosh HaSaran has it. Many later Svarim didn't know the Rosh HaSaran, so they say the same shot on their own. But it's Yodua from the Rosh HaSaran. Kach no, no means Ein Lo, Lo Shem Bakosha. He never was really mitzaveh him. For Elikim Nisoas Avraham. The pasuk says before, "Vashem himtir al sedoim va'amoyro." So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, "Vashem hu ubeis dinoi." What is that all about? Sometimes the pesukim say "Vashem," sometimes it says "Hashem did something," sometimes "Vashem." So the Chidor explains that "hu ubeis dinoi" means when the Chumash says Hashem punished someone, so that it's not their heritage to say Hashem punished. Hashem caused all the five cities to burn down. So it says, the Bezdin Shal Maila did. Who Bezdin? When it's a good thing, so it says, Hashem did it. That's what the Chidor quotes the Posek in the beginning of Yirmiyah, I think it says, Esmi Eshlach, Umi Eilach Lonu. Whom should I send as a Shliach to give to Chocho? Umi Eilach Lonu, who should go for us, for the group? So who's the group? The Bezdin Shal Maila. So Esmi Eshlach, whom should I send to do the good Shlichas? Umi Eilach Lonu. Who should I send to give the Puranas, to give the Nevuah for the Puranas? Baruch Shalom doesn't want to make me Achad Shmo al Aro. So it says the Bezon Shal Maila does it. That's why it says, Vashem Him Tiras Dom Amar, Gophers Veishman Hashemayim. The Bezon Shal Maila did it. So what's over here? Vohelekim. So the Mephoshim said, what does it say? Vohelekim Nisas Abraham, Vohelekim Hu Bezdinoi. So according to the Rashbam, it makes good sense. This was a punishment for what Avraham Avinu had done. He made a krisas bris with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim. And the Rashbam says, he's not allowed to make, not allowed to give away half of Eretz Yisrael to them. Eretz Yisrael doesn't belong to Avraham Avinu. They should have the right to give it away. So this was a punishment to Avraham. So it says, Velekim Nisas Avraham Hu Beis Dina. There's a Medrash has a different interpretation. Why Velekim also Hu, the Bezon Shel Ma'ilam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so kind, not like the Rashbam says, it was a punishment because he was making a peace agreement with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, but rather, all the kindness HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered upon Avraham Avinu, and he never offered any karbonos. Other people of the Avodah Zarah offered karbonos, and Avraham Avinu, he never offered any karbonos. So it says, Bezon Shel Maila felt they have to punish him. So that's why they gave him the Nisoyan of the Akedah. Well, the Kim means it's a Hu Beis Dina. We said this morning in the Slichas, those who said the Slichas, Mishanu Avam Avinav Har Hamarei Hu Yanen Mishan Liyitzchuk Vagano Shanak Aragabahem Izbeyach Hu Yanen. What did Avraham Avinu ask that he was answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We say, Hu Yaneinu. So it's usually assumed that he said, Hashem Yireh Sheyama Hayam Har Hashem Yireh. That pasuk. That's pasuk, what is it, Yud Dalet, towards the end of the parsha. Avraham Avinu said, I hope this is going to be the Makom HaShuas HaShechina, this is where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And his prayer was answered. The Hara Maria was designated later as the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash. But then, all right, but then you say the next line, Mishana L'Yitzchak B'na K'shadak HaRagam HaM B'Shbeichu Yanena. What did Yitzchak pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what? Where do you find that Yitzchak prayed anything? It's unclear. So some suggest that the fact that Avraham Avinu was going through aggravation must have been a punishment for something. All right, he was an Isoyan, but he was suffering a lot over here. Yitzchak also. Yitzchak also. So Yitzchak must have done, Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu must have done something, maybe a Dakas Dik Avera, like no one knows exactly what was the Avera that Moshe Avinu did. What was the chet of the Meimer Riva? What did he do that was wrong? So the Rechaim HaKadosh and Chumash has 10 different shitas, he quotes. So we still don't know what the Avera was. Shimon HaMoirim, he called them Moirim, I hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. No one knows exactly what the Avera was. On the Madrega Moshe Avinu, he did some Avera. So he was punished, he wasn't allowed to enter it. So on the Madregas of Avraham and Yitzchak, apparently they had sinned, some type of a sin. And they deserved such an aggravation. So that's what some interpret, that Yitzchak, when Avraham Avinu was about to Vayikach Samachelos, Lishchat Ez Benoi, Afilu, the Gemara says, Afilu Cherub Chad Manachas Al Tzavor Shel Adam, Al Yim Anatzma Min Arachmim. So the purpose of Yisurim is that people should do tshuva. So Mistama, when Avraham Avinu had the Cherub Chad Manachas Al Tzavor Shel Yitzchak, Mistama Yitzchak probably said Vidui, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save my life. So he was saved. The Malach came in, he probably did tshuva for whatever he realized that he did wrong, and then his prayers were answered, that he was spared. They say a famous story when the Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Hasidim, so many of the Talmidei HaGro signed the cherem. When they brought the cherem to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, so his name doesn't appear, he didn't sign. So they say that he refused to sign. That's how the story goes. He refused to sign, and they asked, but the Vilna Gaon, your Rebbe is a Vilna Gaon. So he said, when the Rebbe Shlom told Avraham Avinu he should check the Yitzchak, the Rebbe Shlom appeared in person. He didn't send the Malach. When the Rebbe Shlom said, don't kill him, then he sent the Malach. To sign a cherem, to kill the Hasidim, if the Vilna Gaon would tell me in person, that's a different thing. But the Malach, the Shliach of the Vilna Gaon is telling me to sign. Not Mukhayev to sign. To take someone's life. To sign a cherem means they should drop that. A cherem is a curse. That's nichnas into the Ramah Chayvorim, the Gemara says. Chayim is a curse that the people should drop that. That's what they say. There used to be a very learned person who ran Machon Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yossi Buxbaum. He passed away at a young age. He used to write akdamas to all of these svarim that they printed, and he dug out all of the historical information from different svarim. So he said he doesn't understand the pshat in that story. He was a collector of manuscripts and all kinds of things. So he had the copy of the original cherem against the Hasidim. He said it's written in Rav Chaim Volozhiner's handwriting. So what do you mean he didn't want to sign? He's the one who wrote it. Maybe the Vilna Gaon dictated to him, but he said it's in his handwriting. What do you mean he didn't want to sign? He doesn't understand why his name doesn't appear, what the whole story is. And by the Litvaks, they consider the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner as big miwuchasim. That's called Beis Harav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So why is it the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner? Why not the descendants of the Vilna Gaon? So the Hasidim say because Rav Chaim Volozhiner refused to sign the cherem. That's what they say. And the Vilna Gaon signed the cherem, so that's why in history the Vilna Gaon has descendants who were not Shomer Shabbos. Rav Chaim Volozhiner's descendants, they say they're all marvelous and wonderful. All the Soloveitchik, that they're all Beis Harav. The Netziv married the granddaughter of Chaim Volozhiner. He married the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Ponevezh. I don't know if it's true. That's what the Chassidim say. Beis Harav is the Hashiv is because Rav Chaim Volozhiner refused to sign the cherem. Yeah, what's the story with the Akedah? What a strange story. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him Halel Yoyla, then he backs out. I told you Halel Yoyla, Ask say, I told you to take him up, so take him down. What does it mean? So there's a famous explanation that they say named Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. First you have to give a Hakdama. The Rambam writes in the Maran Nevuchim, why does the Chumash record the story of the Akedah? Pashtus is to tell us that our love for our Kodesh Baruch Hu is supposed to exceed our love for our relatives. A love for our children. A lot of times people love their children so much, so they'll justify everything their children. The children do averis and they don't do the mitzvahs properly. They'll always defend their children. You're not supposed to defend your children if they're doing wrong. That's the moral of the story of the Ben Sora Mora. One time it says, Mitzvah Malahoya Velasid Lios, there never was a Ben Sora Mora. The conditions are so improbable, so unlikely, it's never going to happen. The conditions are so, the parents have to have the same voice and the same height and the same facial features. How can you have, the husband has a girl's voice and the wife has a man's voice? How can it be the same voice and same height and the same weight and everything the same? So one Tana says, why is it written, Drosh v'kabel schar? Learn the lesson. What's the lesson? That even if you have a rotten son, so you're not supposed to love him. Not many goyim is not so, that people cover up on their children. Your love for your children, your love for your spouse is supposed to be part of your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Son Shem Lekach B'chol HaBavcha, you're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. So where is there room to love your relatives? So the answer is, the Chavis HaLava says, part of the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he wants us to raise families, that we should love our members of the family. But if the members of the family are doing averis, then we don't love them. Years ago, during the McCarthy era, that was before you were born, they were looking for a communist in America. They were searching. Everybody had a connection with communism, again, making everybody crazy. So there was a whole pilpul then, if a man knows that his wife is working for the communists, she's helping out the communists, or he knows that his children are helping out the communists, should he snitch on them to the government? Does his shibut to his family take precedence over the shibut to his country? Or the shibut to the country takes precedence? So there was a whole pilpul. So the Chavis HaLubavitch says the Abba that you have for the relative is supposed to be part of Ratos Hashem Elokech, not for your country, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Abba for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be Chol Avavchem. Supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart. So Avram Avinu, so the Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim, why is this story written in Chumash? To teach us that even though the other Nevi'im only had a Nevu'ah, Bas Beklori Shein Meira, doesn't mean that it was foggy, that they didn't understand. No. They understood 100% of Avraham Avinu wouldn't be 100% positive that he's supposed to shech the son. He would have asked questions, he would have delayed, would have postponed, he wouldn't go ahead. So it was 100% crystal clear. Aspaglori Shehinah Meir means Klapi Moshe Rabbeinu's the word, but still it was crystal clear that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. So what happened? The Baruch Hashem changed his mind later on. What happened? So that's famous B'Shem Rav Chaim. HaKadosh said, Haleu Shem Le'olah, want you to be Magdish your son as a Korban Olam. Then Avraham Avinu understood on his own and correctly that normally the din is when you have a Korban Olah, let's say you find an animal roaming in Yerushalayim has a tag on it, that this animal is a Korban Olah. And you don't know who the owner is. So the Mishnah has in Shkolim that you're makrivin in the Beis HaMikdash has a Korban Olah. So Avraham Avinu was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haleu Shem Le'olah to be Magdashim. And he understood it clearly, crystal clear, he was Magdashim. And then the Mela, there's a din. Baruch Shalom didn't tell him the next step. Then he understood there is a din. If you have a Korban Olah walking around, he's supposed to shecht it and be makriv it on his back. So he was about to shecht his son. So the Malach comes and he says, no, you shouldn't shecht his son. The Ayelach and Echaz Basach kind of bring that as a Korban Olah, and the Shechita and the Avodah done on the Ayel is considered as if all the Avodahs were done on Yitzchak Avinu. And Yitzchak Avinu had the din of a Korban Lachar Shechita. A Korban Korim Shechita doesn't become Nifsal B'Yotzei. Korban Achas Shechita become Nifsal B'Yotzei. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, Vayirav Ba'aretz, Mevadav Arah Rishon Asher Hoya B'mei Avraham. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yitzchak Avinu. So Yitzchak always did everything the same as Avraham Avinu. And Yitzchak was going to go down to Mitzrayim just like Avraham Avinu went down. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in Chevel Aza there, in Aza, and he tells him, Alter Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to go down. Your father was not a korban. You are a korban, and you'll be nifsal b'yotzei. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the korban nifsal b'yotzei is only after shechita. So you see, obviously, the Medrash assumes that the shechita on the Ayelach and Echaz Pasach Bekana was chal on Yitzchak, and that's Rashi has on the pasuk in Bechukosai. It says v'zichat is pc Yaakov after pc Yitzchak after pc Avram Ezkar v'horetz Ezkar. The verb zechira appears by Avram and by Yaakov. It doesn't appear by Yitzchak. How come? So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, Afret Sovra Munach Lufana Agabi HaMizbech. The issues of Yitzchak are there. You don't have to remember. I remember a student who was in my class last year, 10 years ago, 50 years ago. The students, I don't remember. I see they're here. Under my nose, they're here. So it has to say, Avram and Yaakov, it says, V'zacharti. Because they died already. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remember Avram, I'm going to remember Yaakov. He doesn't have to remember Yitzchak. Afret Sovra Munach Agabi HaMizbech. His ashes are there. What ashes? There was a half a minute that they're going to burn him on the Mizbech. That was only half a minute. That's not the Maskana. So what ashes? The answer is the ashes of the Ayelach HaNechaz Basvach Bekanov. the avodas that were done to the aisle were considered al pidin as if they were done to Yitzchak, because Avraham Avinu did not misunderstand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change his mind. He told them, Haleo Sham Li'Oila B'magdish Yitzchak as a Karben Oila. And then Memele, Avraham understood on his own, normally the din is whenever you have a Karben Oila, he's supposed to be Makar. Here the Malach comes and he says, no, this is a different kind of a Karben Oila. Do the Avod on the aisle, it will be considered as if it was done to Yitzchak. On Rosh Hashanah, when we lay in the Akedah, so we learn till the end of the parsha. The Akedah ends Vayishav Avram beYeshua, but then we learn till the end. Has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Has nothing to do with the Akedah. Why do you learn till the end? So people usually assume because you got to make five aliyahs. So not enough psukim to divide. You can divide. You could have figured out the five aliyahs, but it would be bekoshi. So it's easier. So Soloveitchik thought that it's something more than that. At the end, it's in contrast. Till Avraham Avinu had children, until Sarah was able to have children, took longer, because Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak was. Till they had children. And then everything came on with difficulties. Avraham was an Akar, and Sarah was an Akar, everything with difficulties. Because the Jewish people are lamayla min ha-teva. V'yachar adoim ha-eila, and he hears about Milka had banim l'nochar achicha, one son, another child, marrying. Normal, benoik shebo'elam, everything goes with teva. People have children, they're not okar, there's no problems. And by Avraham Avinu, by the Jewish people, everything is lamalam and teva, till they have children, until the wife is able to have children. And then you have a story of an Akedah. So it's in order to make a contrast between Jewish history and the history of the Umasolam are, yesh mazal, Umasolam tachashlitas ha-kachovim ha-mazolos, everything goes normally. And by Jewish history, everything is kumtah mishverakait. Everything is with difficulties, because everything is lamayla menatem. So Soloveitchik thought that it's not just in order to make five aliyahs, it's to draw a contrast between history of the Jewish people and history of the Umas Ha'Olam. Rich parsha, okay. Anybody interested in participating in the Erev tour? Okay. Maybe there won't be anybody downstairs either. But the you can always walk back to the sheep.